Hey there, beautiful minds. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to taming those overthinking beasts and unlocking a life of mental calm. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when your inner voice screams, no? Like you're walking around with an open door policy for stress and anxiety? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the power of boundaries, those invisible lines that safeguard your mental well-being. Think of them like your personal mental fences, keeping things organized, protected, and truly yours. Because let's be real, in this crazy world, a little self-preservation goes a long way. Now, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about honoring your needs, values, and limits. It's about saying no to protect your energy and yes to things that truly light you up. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your house uninvited, right? You'd probably want some warning, maybe even a little knock on the door. Your mental space deserves the same respect. So, what are the golden nuggets for crafting these boundaries and making them stick? Here are 5 key takeaways to rock your world. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know yourself like a good pair of comfy shoes, intimately. What drains you? What energizes you? What are your non-negotiables when it comes to your time, energy, and emotions? Take some time for introspection, journal, meditate, or even just have those deep chats with yourself in the shower. Get real about what makes you tick. 2. Speak your truth, gently but firmly. This is where things get a little tricky, but remember, your voice deserves to be heard. When you need to set a boundary, do it clearly and respectfully. I appreciate you asking, but I'm going to have to pass this time, or I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now, could we chat later? Are great starting points. Remember, no is a complete sentence. 3. Practice saying no without guilt. Ever feel that pang of guilt when you say no? You're not alone. But listen, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. Saying no to protect your time and energy is an act of self-love, not selfishness. Think of it like this. You're conserving your energy for the things that truly matter, your passions, your relationships, your own well-being. 4. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small boundaries in areas where you feel comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment, carving out me time every day, or unfollowing social media accounts that drain your energy. Build up from there. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. When you stumble, dust yourself off and try again. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember, you deserve to feel safe, respected, and at peace in your own life. Let's talk about real life for a second. Remember that friend who always calls you at the worst possible time? The one who asks you to do favors constantly, leaving you feeling drained and overwhelmed? I bet you've been there. This is where those boundaries come in handy. Imagine politely saying something like, "Hey, I really appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm swamped right now. Can we catch up later this week?" Boom, you've asserted your need for space while still being kind and respectful. See, boundaries don't have to be scary. They can actually improve your relationships by fostering mutual respect and understanding. Now, let's recap these awesome takeaways. Know yourself, speak your truth, practice saying no, start small, and be kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember, boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating a safe and healthy space for you to thrive. So, my amazing overthinkers, what are you waiting for? Start crafting those boundaries today. I'm sending you virtual high fives and tons of encouragement. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little mental calm boost, because together, we can create a world where everyone feels empowered to protect their well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.